drops. In the short term, such cash transfers could jumpstart the economy. Over the long term, they could reduce dependence on the banking system for growth and reverse the trend of rising inequality. The transfers wouldn't cause damaging inflation, and few doubt that they would work. The only real question is, why no government has tried them? Easy money. In theory, governments can boost spending in two ways: through fiscal policies, such as lowering taxes or increasing government spending, or through monetary policies, such as reducing interest rates or increasing the money supply. But over the past few decades, policymakers in many countries have come to rely almost exclusively on the latter. The shift has occurred for a number of reasons. Particularly in the United States, partisan divides over fiscal policy have grown too wide to bridge, as the left and the right have waged bitter fights over whether to increase government spending or cut tax rates. More generally, tax rebates and stimulus packages tend to face greater political hurdles than monetary policy shifts. Presidents and prime ministers need approval from their legislatures to pass a budget. That takes time, and the resulting tax breaks and government investments often benefit powerful constituencies rather than the economy.